Hey, let me ask you a question. How many of you have ever gotten down? You ever got down? Maybe discouraged. Hey, y'all, look up here just a minute. We all get down, don't we? We all get discouraged. And I want to share with you today the message the Lord's got on my heart. When life gets you down, when life gets you down. One person put it this way. I saw a man just this Thursday, and he said to me, he's up in his 70s, just had a birthday. He said, you know, Pastor, sometimes I'm up, and sometimes I'm down, and sometimes I'm low to the ground. You see, life has a way of knocking you down. Now, today you might be up, and you need to thank God that you're up today, because before the day is ending, you might be down. It doesn't take much to get you down. Oh, yes, it takes a little bit, but it doesn't. You just, when you think you won't get down, things can happen. Are you listening today? Things can happen to get you down. So what do you do when life gets you down? What do you do when life gets you down? You take, for example, somebody says, well, my family and problems in my family, and I've just gotten down. I've gotten discouraged. Life has gotten me down. Maybe it's something else that's gotten you down. You say, my children, I want to be able to, you know, control them to a certain extent. I want to be able to help them, and I see them making some unwise decisions. Life can get you down. What about your job? Maybe you're working on your job, and things aren't going the way you planned them to go, and life has gotten you down. What do you do when you get down? Maybe today, somebody said, money talks, it says goodbye. Maybe today, at the end of the month, your money is not reaching as much as you thought. Yeah, I say your money, it's really God's money, but maybe today you're down from a financial perspective, and life has gotten you down. It could be your health. You know, somebody said, I wish my health was when I was at the age of 18, I could freeze it. And then at the age of 80, I could thaw it out. Or 70, I could thaw it out once again. When life gets you down. And speaking of getting down, it reminded me of a story I heard some years ago. First of all, let me ask you, how many of you ever, tell the truth now, how many of you ever gotten a speeding ticket? Let me see your hand. All right, I'm in good company today. Don't close your eyes, Bob, when we said that. But anyway, I heard about an old boy that he was out there running too fast, and he's speeding, and a law enforcement officer pulled him over. And he pulled him over, and he said, sir, the law enforcement officer said to the man, said, can I see your driver's license? The man said, I don't have one. He said, what do you mean you don't have one? He said, mine's been revoked. He said, really? He said, well, let me see a proof of insurance, or let me see some type of registration, certification. The man said, I don't have one. He said, I stole this car. He said, what? You don't have a license? You've stolen this car? He said, can you open that glove compartment for me? The man driving the car said, I've got a 9mm pistol in that glove compartment. He said, you do what? The law enforcement officer said, you got what? He said, I got a 9mm in the glove compartment. He said, wait a minute, you don't have a license? You've got your license been revoked? And he said, not only that, but you don't have insurance on that. You've stolen this car. You got a 9mm in the glove compartment. And the man spoke up and said, yes, I've got a 9mm because I just killed somebody, and they're in the trunk of the car. The law enforcement officer said, what? You got somebody in the trunk of your car. He said, wait a minute. I got a call for backup for sure. So he called on his radio, and about that time, a few minutes later, a backup officer came up, and he said to the man, the officer said, man, I've got a strange situation here. The two officers were talking. He said, this man has got a stolen car. He doesn't have a license. He's got a 9mm in the glove compartment. He said he's got a body in the trunk. But about that time, the officer came up and he said, sir, let me see your license. The man reached in his pocket. He handed him his license. He said, let me see, do you have proof of insurance and do you got registration on this car? He reached in down and got his proof of insurance, that is the man, registration. He said, well, what about this 9mm you got in the glove compartment? He reached down and pulled the glove compartment open. There was no gun in there. He said, well, what about in the trunk? I need you to come open your trunk. The man opened up the trunk, and there was nothing in there. The law enforcement officer scratched his head. He said, you mean to tell me you do have a license, you do have registration, you don't have a 9mm, and there's nobody in the trunk, there's no person in the trunk? The man looked at him and said, you mean that officer told you that I didn't have a license and I didn't have registration and I had a 9mm? And he said, and I had a body in the trunk? He said, officer, you reckon he was lying about me speeding too? Anyway, I hope you're not like that. When life gets you down, when life gets you down, there are three choices that I believe you can make and I can make when life gets us down. And again, we all get down at times, but we don't have to stay down. I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me, please, in the book of Psalm. And by the way, I like that. I ran across that, and I thought this would be a good thing. Life may be tough, but I've got a God who's tougher. Is your God tougher than life? Yes, some of you are down today. When life gets you down, here's our text for today. Psalm chapter 143. Psalm 143. We're going to see here. The Lord put it in my heart. I shared a message on Psalm 143 a number of years ago. But God brought me back to this passage and developed another message on my heart. Psalm chapter 143. When life gets you down, what do you do when life gets you down? And we're going to see there's three responses and there are three absolute choices that you can make when life gets you down. Maybe somebody you today is discouraged and down. Perhaps you're depressed today. Life has gotten you down. Things aren't going good. The bottom's falling out. Circumstances you can't control. When life gets you down, what do you do? I'll tell you what you do. You turn to Psalm 143. I begin reading in verse 1. If you'd like to stand as we read the wonderful word of God, do so right now, please. Psalm 143, when life gets you down. We began reading in verse 1. Hear my prayer, O Lord. This is the psalmist David, and perhaps many believe that it was at a time, no doubt, when he was facing some challenges in life, and life was about to get him down. Some suggest it was when Absalom was usurping authority. I don't know the exact circumstances beyond and surrounding the psalm, but I do know this. God used it greatly in not only David's life, but the Lord is going to use it in your life today, in my life today. Psalm chapter 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. Plural. Supplications. Notice. In thy faithfulness, underline that word faithfulness, in thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, he hath smitten my life down to the ground, he hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore, is my spirit overwhelmed within me? Have you ever gotten there? Maybe some of you there right now. My spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. And I like verse 5. I remember the days of old. I remember the days of old. Say that with me. I remember the days of old. One more time. I remember the days of old. We'll come back to it in a moment. I meditate on all of thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. By the way, some suggest that word muse is mean I talk to myself. You ever talk to yourself and say, dear God, you sure been good to me. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. What do you think about that? Oh, yes. Verse 7. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down to the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, verse 9. O Lord, from mine enemies, I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will. For thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. I like verse 11. Quicken me. And that word quicken means revive me. Bring me back to life. Revive me. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And then the very last verse. And of thy mercy cut off mine enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. This is the word of the Lord. And God help us today as we think for a little while on the subject, when life gets you down. When life gets you down. Sit with me. When life gets you down. One more time. Father, I thank you that you're well able to get us up when life gets us down. Oh God, there's things we can't control around us. But Lord, we thank you that you are in control. And you see the beginning and the end. You know everything in between. And we come to you, Father, and recognize our utter helplessness and our total dependency upon you, a sovereign, mighty, omnipotent, supreme being that knows us, that made us, and that bought us with your own blood and are coming back for us one day. I pray that heavy hearts will be lifted today. I'm asking you, Father, to speak to us and change us from glory to glory. Lord, I know other people are facing trials and tests and Lord, times in life where it's easy to get down and easy to, Lord, get discouraged. And we ask you now that Jesus will have the preeminence in this place, that you'll have the Lord, first place in everybody's heart, and that lives will come to experience your grace, your forgiveness, and Lord Jesus, that you will bring us up, and you will fill us and quicken us and revive us, and God our Father, help us to see, Lord, our purpose in life, and our, Lord, plan to glorify you in everything we do. And when all said and done, we'll thank you. I'm asking for fresh oil and cleansing in my heart. And I just want to bless you for changing my heart and saving my soul. And Father, thank you for this good day. We worship and praise you and give you glory because you're worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you may be seated. When life gets you down, what do you do when life gets you down? What do you do when life gets you down? I want to tell you where we're going in the message today. When life gets you down, there are three responses or three choices you have every day. And here they are. Number one, will you talk, watch this, will you talk to the right person? Will you talk to the right person? I find that, and we'll develop that in a moment, in verses 1, 2, and 3. Number two, what do you do when life gets you down? Not only do you talk to the right person. Number two, will you turn to the right place? You see, it's very important we turn not only to the right place, but we talk to the right person. Will you turn to the right place? We can turn to the wrong place, you understand, when life gets you down. And I find that in verses 4 through verse 6 of the text. Number three, what do you do when life gets you down? And again, some of us are down today. Some of you are down today. Things aren't going. You didn't plan all this stuff when you retired. You didn't plan all these problems and all these issues of things tearing up and people that are, you know, not making wise choices. What do you do when life gets you down? One, you talk to the right person. Two, you turn to the right place. Three, you trust in the right power. You trust in the right power. We'll see that in a moment. Verses 8 through verse 11 of the text. When life gets you down, here's where we're going in the message. Number one, will you talk to, notice, the right person? Will you talk to the right person? It's important when life gets you down that we talk to the right person. And again, I want to draw your attention to verse 1 and 2 of the text, namely Psalm 143. Look at it. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear unto my supplication. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long from the dead. Number one, will you turn to the right and talk with the right person? The right person. It's important that we talk with the right person. In fact, when life gets you down, stop, drop, and pray. It's not a bad thing to pray. And right now, some of your life has gotten you down. What do you do when life gets you down? You talk to the right person. Why is it that when things go wrong, see if you're with me now, listen now, look up here, beloved. Why is it that when something happens in our family, something happens in our life, the first thing we do is, if we're not careful, we can turn to, and nothing wrong with having people and people in our life and family, friends and that sort of thing. I was at the nursing home last night, really the swing bed, the hospital down there in Monticello, and you know Marie White is 94 years old. She's a blessing, sweet lady. Anyway, we were talking about her family. We were talking about things that go on in our family, and her daughter said, Marie is 94, and she's, believe it or not, she's on Facebook, or she does Facebook some. Can you believe that? I don't know how much, but probably very minimum. Anyway, you know what she calls it? She doesn't call it Facebook. She calls it Spacebook. You got to give her credit. 94 years old, I guess she can call it anything she wants to. Spacebook. Anyway, what do you do when life gets you down? You talk to the right person. You got to talk with the right person. Why? If you'll notice in verse 1, because of his faithfulness. Do you see that in verse 1? Go back to the text. Notice, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplication in thy faithfulness. Answer me and in thy righteousness. Hey, question. Has God been faithful to you all these years? Yes, he has. You can look back of the past as I can. You can look in the present and you can rest assured the future that God is in control. You can rest assured that as I look back in my past and you look back to where God has brought you from, you look where God has provided your needs, you look where the Lord has healed your body, you look where God has answered prayers in your life, you look back in your life and say, God, you have been faithful in the past. Lord, I might not have all of my wants, but I sure got all my needs. I still got all my needs, Lord. And you look back and say, God, you have been faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness. In fact, Jeremiah of old said in the book of Lamentations, it's of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Say that with me. Great is thy faithfulness. One more time. Great is thy faithfulness. One more time. Has God been faithful to you? I want to tell you, he's been faithful as we trust him in the past, in the present. Well, you say, but Pastor, things aren't going well when life gets you down. I want to tell you something. The last time I read it, it was in the book, and it said this. Jesus said, I will never, no, never, no, never, in the emphatic Greek of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I'm telling you, whatever trials, whatever storms, whatever tests, whatever hardships we go through, isn't it wonderful to know that we're never alone? I said, we're never alone. I said, the Lord has said, I'm telling you, he's got to go through the sifting of the omnipotent God. And God said, you're never alone. The Lord said that I'm going to be with you no matter what you have to endure in life. Because when life gets us down, when we talk to the right person. Is there anybody here that says, you know what? I've been talking with this person. I've been calling this person on the phone. I've been texting this person, and I've been emailing this person, but I need to talk with Jesus. Oh, yes, I need to get to Jesus. I'm telling you today, when life gets you down, we got to talk to the right person. If the Lord has been faithful in the past, and he has, and if the Lord is faithful in the present, and he is, how many know that you can trust God for the future? I said, God's not going to let you down. I said, you can look back on your life and say, praise God, I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I'm telling you, God said, my grace is going to be sufficient for you. No matter the storms, I'm going to perfect you, said the Lord. I'm going to wean you from trusting in yourself. I'm going to bring you through like pure gold. The Lord said, I prescribe some certain things in your life, but God said, through it all, you're going to learn to trust in me, and through it all, I'm going to make you more usable. I'm telling you, we serve a great God. Yes, we do. So, turn to and talk to the right person. Very important. You know, sometimes if you turn to the wrong person, you can get some bad counsel. Amen? You really can. You can get some bad counsel. Speaking of that, sometimes we don't always hear what God says when we go to the Lord. Reminded me of the story of the man that went to the doctor. He was having difficulty hearing. Well, really, it wasn't him, but it was his wife. He went to the doctor and he said to the doctor, he said, Doc, my wife is getting harder hearing. Anybody know what I'm talking about? He said, my wife is getting harder hearing. I mean, I'm having to repeat myself quite a bit. And he said, what should I do? The doctor said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to go home. I want you to stand 50 feet from your wife and say something. And make sure she's turned around where she's not facing you. And he said, I want you to go 40 feet and say something. 30, feet and 20 feet and 10 feet. Well, the man went home. His wife was cooking in the kitchen. She had her back turned to him as she was washing some things in the sink. He got 50 feet from her and he said, "What's for supper?" He's no response. He got 40 feet away. He said, "What's for supper?" No response. He didn't hear it. He got 30 feet away. He said, "What's for supper?" Still no response. 20 feet away. "What's for supper?" No response. 10 feet away. He said, "What's for supper?" She turned around and said, "I said chicken 5 times, all right." It wasn't her, the one that had the hard of hearing. It was him, maybe. Us husbands call that selective hearing. Can I get an amen? Selective hearing. I think we hear what we want to hear. Anyway, but turn to the right source. But you know what? When we talk to the right person, it makes a difference. Now, there's some of us today that we're going through some trials, and you know what we're prone to do? Y'all listen to me. You know what we're prone to do? Here's what we're prone to do. We're prone to be like, have you ever seen a hamster in a cage? Have you ever seen a guinea pig in a cage? Have you ever seen, I used to have a guinea pig years ago, and man, that guinea pig, like a hamster, that guinea pig, there's a little wheel in that cage. You remember that little wheel? Have you ever seen a guinea pig or a hamster on a wheel? That hamster's looking outside, like that guinea pig of mine, looking out the cage, wondering, man, I sure would like to get out of this cage. I sure would like to get free out of this cage. Wonder what I can do to get out of this cage. And so the hamster or the guinea pig does the only thing it knows to do. It gets on that wheel and it starts running. And it says, well, maybe if I run a little faster, I can go a little better. Maybe I'll get out of this cage. And it starts running and running. I just described the average person today. You feel like you're on a wheel, don't you? You feel like you're spinning your wheels, don't you? Well, I go to work and I come home and I've got to do this and I got to do. Bills are coming in the mail and taxes and my soul. All this stuff is going on and I'm having challenges from day to day. When life gets you down, what do? And that old hamster will keep on running and keep on running. And finally, the hamster will say, you know, I'm not getting anywhere. And the hamster will get tired and finally get off the wheel. Isn't it like us? Many of us are tired, aren't we? Many of us are discouraged, aren't we? Many of us are what we call, zapped with stuff going on. It's no resting moment sometimes. It's like something here, something there. Well, you know what that hamster needs? I'll tell you, that guinea pig, when I would look at that guinea pig in the cage, I would, you know what I'd do? I'd say, well, I'm going to let you out. I'd open up that door, I'd reach my hand in, I'd pull that old guinea pig out and let that guinea pig run around on the floor. I want to tell you something. Praise God, we serve an omnipotent God, an omnipresent God, a God that's able to open up the cage. When we get in fear, when we get in doubt, when we get worried and anxious about this and that, our God said, I'll let you out of the cage. You don't have to live in fear all your life. You don't have to be insecure all your life. I'll bring you out. I'll bring you out and bring you into freedom. I'll bring you into the light. I'll let you taste of my grace. Oh, when life gets you down, what do? You call upon the Lord. What do? You talk to the Master. What do? You say, Jesus, this is too heavy for me. What do? When life gets you down, you talk to the right person. And the church said, are you going to do it today? I said, are you going to do it today? Number two, there's a second, notice, a second response or a second choice that we have. And it's not only to talk to the right person, but remember, when life knocks you down to your knees, remember, you're in a perfect position to pray. Yes, remember, you're in a perfect position to pray. I like this little saying right here. Knock me down is the easy part. You know, if we listen to the wrong person, the devil will try to knock us down and keep us down. Knock me down. Knocking me down is the easy part. If you want to keep me there, you're going to need some backup. Go ahead and tell the devil, devil, I'm not going to stay down. I might fall down. I might get down. I might get discouraged. But God is going to get me up. I'm telling you, you don't have to live down. You don't have to live discouraged. Oh, no, because Jesus will get you up. Number two. Will you talk to the right person? Number two, will you turn to the right place? That's number two. Will you turn to the right place? Look at chapter 143, verse 4 through 7. Look at chapter 143, verse 4 through 7. Notice what the psalmist said. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. What do you think about that? Pause. When life gets you down, you not only turn and talk to the right person, but you turn to the right place. You turn to the right place. The question is asked, well, what is the right place? What is the right place? You see, life can get you down, but remember, God cares for you. God cares for you. And when life gets you down, when you got troubles and things that you can't fix, most men are that way. We want to fix problems. We're good at fixing problems. How many know there's some problems you can't fix? There's some things you can't fix. There's some things we just got to trust God. When life gets you down, you talk to the right person. Secondly, you turn to the right place. Well, that means if I turn to the right place, then what is the wrong place? And what should I do turning to the right place? I believe, beloved, as we turn to the right place, the wrong place is the wrong place. And you know what, beloved? Let me just share this with you. See if you're with me now. When you get down, when life gets you down, when you get discouraged, when things happen and you just can't control things that are happening, you know what we begin to do? Here's what we begin to do. If you're not careful, you begin to pray wrongly. I said you begin to pray wrongly. It's good to talk to the master, but if we're not careful, when we get negative, anybody ever get negative? Anybody ever get critical? Anybody ever get judgmental? Anybody ever whine? Anybody ever complain? Hello? Yes, we start whining and complaining when life gets you down. And if we're not careful, the next thing you know, you can pray all day long. But if we're praying wrongly, I say wrongly, God hears us anyway, God loves us anyway, but we got to get out of the ditch of our negativism, and sooner or later, the Lord can get us out. But you know what I've discovered, beloved? Sometimes it takes somebody else to hook you up to a chain, if you will, and when you're stuck in the mud, it takes another Christian who's walking with the Lord to drag you out of the mud. It really does, because we stay in the mud or we stay stuck and our wheels keep spinning when life gets you down. We can't go forward. We can't go backwards. We just keep spinning and I'm not getting ahead and why is all this stuff happening and why me, Lord? And what have I done wrong, Lord? And what am I going to do, Lord? And am I ever going to see light at the end of the tunnel? Some of you right there, when life gets you down, well, we begin to pray wrongly. We begin to talk wrongly. No wonder it was Paul who said, finally, brethren, which the things are true and honest, just, lovely, good report, and if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Maybe today you've gotten negative. Maybe today, like we all do at times, you've gotten negative and you're all, and if you're not careful, you're speaking negative stuff and being, being critical about this. And no wonder the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 19, watch this, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Let's say that together. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Notice it said death first and then life. Well, what is it when we get down? We start being negative and critical and saying the wrong things. Reminds me of a man that was riding a horse one time. He loved to ride horses. How many like to ride horses? Nobody? One? Anyway, I used to, but this old boy, he said, I'm going to get on this horse and ride him. The owner of the horse said, well, I got news for you. This horse is not like any other horse. This horse right here, he's different. In fact, he follows different commands. Really? Yep. What kind of commands are you talking about? The man said, well, if you want him to go, you don't say giddy up. Rather, you say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he'll go. He said, but by the way, when you get him, you want him to stop, don't say, whoa, he won't stop. Whoa, don't say stop. Don't say, whoa, he won't stop. Well, what am I supposed to say? He said, well, you say amen. He's a Christian horse, all right? Say amen. And so the old boy said, I can figure that out. So he got on the horse. He mounted on that horse. He said, I tell you what. He said, I'm getting ready to go. He said, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. And the horse didn't do anything. He said, let's see, what did he tell me? Oh, yeah, he told me to giddy up, to go. I'd have to say, praise the Lord. He said, praise the Lord. Man, that horse took off running. He grabbed the reins, and buddy, that horse was running full speed ahead. He was running, the man was having a good time, and all of a sudden he looked up in the front of him and he saw a mountain, a cliff that dropped off and went down, down into a precipice. And as the horse was running further and further and closer to that precipice, the man said, wait a minute. And he got his feet in the stirrups and the things that you put your feet in, and he grabbed the reins and he pulled back with all of his might and said, whoa. That horse was running. That horse wasn't about to stop. And he said, what was I supposed to say? Wait a minute. Whoa. And he was getting right there to the edge of the cliff. And finally, he realized what he's supposed to say. He said, that horse is supposed to say, I'm supposed to say amen. And he said, amen. Horse stopped right on the edge of the cliff. The man said, praise the Lord. Don't say the wrong things. Don't say the wrong things. All right? Number one, what do you do when life gets you down? One, you talk to the right person. Two, you turn to the right place. Well, where are we supposed to turn? Look at the text. Look at verse 5 and 6. I love this. Look at verse 5 and 6. I remember the days of old. I remember the days of old. Let me tell you something. How many remember where you used to be? Is there anybody here that says, man, I look back on my life, and had it not have been for God, I'd have been wayward today. I would have been a derelict. I would have been an infidel. I would have been headed to the lake of fire had Jesus Christ not have caused me to stop and arrested my steps and brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. I owe my life to him. Hey, listen, remember who God is. Remember who God is. That's what the psalmist says. He says, when life gets me down, I remember who God is. Well, who is God? I'm telling you, God is God, and there's none else like our God. He's the Rose of Sharon, the Rock of Ages. He's the Redeemer. He's the Son of the Living God. He is the Bridegroom of the Church. He's the Lily of the Valley. He's the Word of the Lamb. He's the Creator of heaven and earth. He's the Diadem. Yes, he is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Makedes. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's Jehovah Rohi. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's Jehovah Shema. He's Jehovah Titzkenu. He's God. He's the light of the world. And he said, hey, I've got everything under control. God is God. And there's no God like our God. I'm glad to tell you today, he's ruling and reigning. And the kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. He is going to reign forever and forever. Listen, beloved, the clouds are the dust of his feet. The heavens declare his glory. His glory is over the face of the earth. Hey, God is a mighty God. And I'm glad to tell you, he is my Lord and he is my Savior. And praise God, when I remember the greatness of God and the glory of God and the goodness of God, it brings me up out of the pit and puts my feet on a rock and gives me a song, because I remember my God. He loves me and he's got my best interest in mind. There's no God like my God. No God like your God, if you know the God I'm talking about. Remember who he is. Number two, remember again where you've been and where I've been. But how about remember not only who he is and what he's done. He died for our sins and was buried and rose again, conquering death, hell, sin, and the grave. But remember, he's coming again. And by the way, not only that, but remember where you're going. When life gets you down, I'm telling you, there's nothing that can get you up as quickly as when you remember not necessarily where you've been, but where you're going. I don't know about you, but I'm going to a city that lies four square. I'm going to a city whose builder and maker is God. I'm going to a place where the soul shall never die. I'm going to a place where rust and moth does not decay. Are you going to a place where the street is paved like transparent gold and the walls are more colorful and beautiful than the colors of a rainbow? I'm going to a place, praise God, where death cannot claim a little baby anymore, or death cannot call any loving father or precious mother anymore. I'm going to a place where God is going to wipe away all the tears of our eyes. Oh, I'm telling you, brother. I'm telling you, sister. I'm marching to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Oh, praise God. Heaven's a real place. It's a prepared place for a prepared people. And And John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. When you get down, when life gets you down, remember, this is not our home. We're pilgrims passing through. We're sojourners in a land, and praise God, the best is yet to come. I believe that. I do with all my heart. I believe the best is yet to come. You get down, but you don't have to stay down. When life gets you down, tell me something. Are you happy today? Are you happy today? Why aren't you happy? What in the world is going to take to make you happy? I was thinking about it early this morning. You know, a pill sometimes people take to make them happy. Opioid, painkillers. I'm not saying in due time when you've had some type of, surgery or whatever that you don't need to take that, but I'm saying this. If you have to live on that, something's wrong. Somebody says, well, I just got to pop a, alcoholic beverage, and that makes me happy. Really? You know, it takes, listen to me, hear me. It takes a weak, W-E-A-K, weak person to depend upon some mind-altering drug to make them happy. It takes a strong person to depend on God to make them happy. You don't have to take some pill. All it is escaping reality temporarily. And the fact is, the next day you're going to have to face reality and deal with your problems. I got to thinking about it. Weak people are those who depend upon drugs and alcohol. Weak, weak, weak. Why? Because they can't deal with the problems. They can't handle their issues. And I know at times it's just only God's grace that enables us to, but I'm saying this. It takes a live person. It takes a strong dependent. I say strong, strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And so if you're here today and you say, Pastor, it sure would, and I'm not saying this hadn't crossed your mind. It sure would be a lot easier if I just could escape my problems. I'm not saying that temptation hadn't entered your mind. I'm telling you this. When we go through adversity in our life, when we go through trials in our life, when life gets us down and we just trust the Lord, and when God gets us up, it's something about it. God makes us more usable. God makes us more like Himself, and then He's building strength in us, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Let's say that together. The joy of the Lord is our strength. One more time. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. The other day, speaking of happiness, I was walking early in the morning last week before I came here for our time together in the morning, and I was walking back behind our house, and I noticed scurrying across the road, there was an animal. I looked closely. It was about 25 yards away. It's kind of dim, as far as the lighting is concerned. I looked closely. At first glance, I thought it was an armadillo, a half-shell possum, amen. I've declared war on the armadillos, by the way. I thought it was an armadillo, and I kept looking closer, and I walked a little closer, and you know what I discovered? I hadn't seen one of these in a long time, especially back behind where there's a creek that runs back up under the road. I got closer. It was a beaver. A beaver. I was about 10 feet from that beaver, and the beaver was just slowly but surely making its way across the road. And I was wondering, what's that beaver doing? And about the time the beaver got to the end of the road and went down the little hill there and jumped in the creek. And boy, that beaver jumped in the creek, and I was kind of walking behind and looking at the beaver, and the beaver turned around, looked at me like, say, now I'm happy. I'm in my element now. Leave me alone. And off the beaver swam. I thought, dear God, if that beaver can be happy swimming in the water, surely we can be happy living on earth. When life gets you down, when life gets you down, last but not least, and we'll be done, turn to the right place. Talk to the right person. Thirdly and finally, trust in the right power. Trust in the right power. That's right. Look, will you trust in the right power? Look at chapter 143. I love this. I won't be long. When life gets you down, chapter 143, look at verse number 8. Well, back up to verse 7. Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down to the pit. Look at verse 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Yes, not only talk to the right person, turn to the right place, but thirdly, trust in the right power. Notice verse number 9, deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Verse 10 is a great verse. How many want a blessing today? Let me see your hand. Look at verse 11. Verse 10 first. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Here it is, verse 11. Look at it. Verse 11. Quicken me, O Lord. That is, bring me back up. I've been in the quicksand of discouragement, Lord. Bring me back. Stress. Anybody stressed out? Yeah. Anybody overwhelmed with all the stuff you got to do? Quicken me, Lord. Bring me back. Revive me, Lord. Bring me back alive. Oh, God, enable me. Empower me. Fill me with Holy Ghost power. Lord, anoint me to accomplish the task. Look at this. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. What do? When life gets you down, you get to your knees, and then you ask God for strength. You stand up and look toward heavens and thank God for his strength. I love this. Look at this. When you're down to nothing, that means God is up to something. Let's say that together. When you're down to nothing, God is up to something. Say it one more time. What a great thought. When life gets you down. How many of you men have been cutting your grass lately? Let me see your hand. Well, my old lawnmower now has gotten to where the old battery has gone down. You know what I have to do with the old battery? I have to back that baby up to my car. And I get my jumper cables out. I mean, it'll turn and go whoop, 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 but it won't catch. It won't turn all the way over. Battery's getting low. So I get my jumper cables out, pull my card up there. I get my red jumper cable, put it on the positive post. Don't put the red on the negative, for heaven's sake. You're writing this down, I hope, right? Red goes on positive, and black goes on negative. And then I get the other side of my jumper cables, and don't touch them together, by the way. And I put the red on positive and black on negative, and I get in my car. Whoa, rev that baby up a little bit. You know why? It charges that battery. Something about it. It does something to it. I don't know all the stuff about it, but anyway, it's supposed to rev that battery up. And then you know what I do? I get over there to my lawnmower, and I get the key, and I let it charge up for a few minutes, and then I turn that key over, and whoa, fires right up. You know what I do then? I say, glory. I take the cables off. Remember, red, black, don't touch them. Red, black, put them off. Then I go to cutting the grass. I'm saying this. Sometimes our batteries get low. Our spiritual batteries get low. We get frustrated. We get irritated. We get down. When life gets you down. I'm telling you today, God can quicken you today. God can charge you up today if you ask heaven's jumper cables. Lord, I need a jump. Anybody need a jump? Anybody been down? Anybody worn out? Anybody stressed out? Yes. We've had a wonderful week, a long week, busy week. I need God to quicken me. I need God to recharge my battery. Anybody else need your batteries recharged for today so you can get back into battle? God, quicken me. I trust in the right power. Lord, I need your power. I need your strength. And I wonder today, when life gets you down, will you talk to the right person right now? Will you turn to the right place? Remember how God has been with you? And will you thirdly trust in the right power? God, charge me up, Lord. I've been discouraged. Let's stand together, can we?